This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and dis Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Globalists fear loyal Americans. They fear people that are willing to stand up against their garbage and their propaganda, and most importantly, their intimidation. And they fear men and women of every race, color, and creed who fear God and love their children and who are promoting a narrative of prosperity that they can't compete with. They are selling the broke-back ideology of division and of victimology and of liberation theology pumped out by the nastiest quarters of the big globalist social engineering combines. Now, Roger Stone's joining us in 30 minutes, but I want to open the phones up specifically for folks around the country who've been out at the voting polls to give us your take on where you think this election's going. And if you get what I'm saying, that we lose, we have to go after them for election fraud and foreign meddling because it's the truth and it happened and that's justice. We win, we have to do it. We lose, it wakes people up more, they get more involved, and we really go after them like the Democrats did, who were broke back. They didn't even have control of Congress, but and they didn't have any real evidence, but they were still almost able to derail things. We have real proof. So don't act like some party out of power. Go on the attack. I don't want to lose. I want to win. But winning and losing, it's the final contest that matters. In a football game, you don't lose just because they get 7 points or even 21 points ahead of you. If you've got time on the clock, and time, my friends, we should come back with Rolling Stones. Time is on my side because globalism is in retreat. Globalism is in trouble. And I don't come up here and tell you positive stuff like an Oprah Winfrey leftist cheerleader. 23 years ago on air, I said, we're facing global government, forced population reduction. Almost no one knows what's going on. We're totally screwed unless you get the word out. But the globalists are so arrogant, they're just going to laugh at us. Until people see their world government emerge, they'll remember what we said, and our credibility will go to absolute 100, which absolutely happened. Not hard with a long game to see how to defeat these people. Not hard. So I've got a long game. I've got a short game. I've got the midterm game. I've got the game. And you've got the game. But you got to realize you're in a fight or you'll lose the game. So I want to give the number out today for first-time callers. Next hour will be anybody. To specifically call in with what you're seeing at the polls, what you think's going to happen, and I'm going to try to move the next person. I don't want to sound rude, but I'm going to do it. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, Election Day. What's your prediction? What's your take? Do you see what I'm saying? Do you agree with the big picture that we can't lose unless we stop fighting? We have the ideology. We have the truth. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Now, obviously, I need to get into big picture here as well. Not just talk about getting into big picture. This should all be a very easy war to win. Free market works. Capitalism works. Americana works. Compared to the global technocrats allied with China, the most draconian, mad scientist, soulless leadership on terra firma. It'd be like there's one restaurant that's selling rotten dog turds versus one selling the most luscious steak you've ever had with big loaded baked potatoes. I mean, this is not hard. But again, they choose this victimology and this manipulation to people that feel like they're losers in America. And so they don't want the success. They don't feel like they're part of it. So they're signed on to this vampiric, evil thing that would gut them in 2 seconds if it could, and it will if it succeeds. So it's quite a pickle we're in because we produce so much prosperity that it creates a bunch of lazy asses who then get propagandized and told they're the elite, that they could just politically take over and capture things, an economy of conquest, not of renaissance. And that, my friends, is the real equation. We're over the target. We're taking the most flack, except for El Presidente, because we are restoring the return of the Republic, or dying trying. I'm Alex Jones. Whatever you do, share those live links to overpass the censors, and we are unstoppable. Infowars.com/show.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've got it.
This
waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
Hey, you want a drop? You want a drop?
Oh, we did.
Support the president. You ain't support.
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
We're not to the bunker, John Stewart. We're to the border. We're to the wall. We're to the defense. Like Paul Revere, arms to arms politically, intellectually, nonviolently, the globalists are coming. And time is on our side because in every election the last 6 years, worldwide, nationalist, populist, patriots are being elected. Brexit that swept Trump in was just an example. Merkel out of power. She's a dead duck. Again, she's in power. She'll be out in a year, but her entire party's out of power. The nationalists are now the dominant party, allied with the socialists. Because the socialists went, we're going to lose our pension, bringing in tens of millions of Islamicists who won't even work. We don't like that idea. Yes, but can they sucker Americans one more time? Here's some powerful clips of the president last night making some really funny points to the media and others. Here it is.
All right, get them out of here, please. Get them out. Go home to mommy. Oh, look at the cameras. Look, the cameras are right on them. The cameras are right on them, folks. All right, can we have our law enforcement take them out of here, please?
God, send us a big old juicy mean bull, smart bull at the end to save us. If we save ourselves and stood up. The globalists are crapping their pants.
You know the funny thing about this stuff, though? There's a guy who's a weak person with a weak voice. Nobody hears him. But our guys are all going crazy like this. Our guys actually make the disturbance, but that's okay. We love our guys. What can we do? We love them.
And then Bolsonaro is super slick, super smart, a hero army captain, gets stabbed in the liver and kidneys and goes back on the campaign trail in 2 weeks. He wins. He says his blueprint is the Bible and the U.S. Constitution, except he's in competition with Trump. He's going to make Brazil greater than America. Great. I'd love to have another free country on the planet. They got more resources than us. They certainly got some damn good-looking women. So can we, like, please, haha, in case the U.S. falls down the road, I'll move to Brazil. Anyways, Merkel's out of power. Everywhere they're losing. But they, oh, yeah, after communism and socialism destroys you, and after the mega bankers you learn are tax-exempt, they're funding communism for you so they control the central government, you'll come running back. You'll come running back. You'll come running back to common sense. Let's go ahead and go back to the president.
Hey, look at the cameras, everybody. They're finally turned. Look. They're finally turned. They're finally turned. I just left Ohio. You want to see? It was incredible. This is incredible. Outside is even more incredible because there's
like
more
four
people.
Rallies a day, but 20,000 apiece.
They never show it. They keep it right trained in my face, which I don't like, and about five people behind me. Somebody there is going to be a star. I don't know who it is.
Owen Schroyer just called me during the break. I've got your calls coming up, and I've got Roger Stone in the studio, but this is devastating. But no one seems to care. It's like Beto O'Rourke gets caught. His own people, of course, funding the caravan. In the videos, we're like, there's new caravans today. Yeah, I've been down there for 6 years. They're arriving every day. Obama set it up. Trump's trying to stop it down in South Texas. And then nothing comes of it. He's caught red-handed. Soros, it turns out, is doing interviews saying, yeah, I'm paying for it. $1,000 MasterCard. Well, guess what? Owen Schroyer. It's up on his Twitter account. Let's blow that up so folks can find his account. He's out at a polling place. I'm going to vote when I go off at 3. I'm going to come back. And he catches them, the Democrats, handing out Beto O'Rourke literature right at the entrance. Man, they don't care. In fact, they caught Democrats in Dallas and Fort Worth and Austin and San Antonio and Houston registering online or registering by mail that there's someone who's dead, but they're still alive, to get the absentee voting packages sent to their house so they can fill the damn thing out and send it in. And then the people, the investigators, are there seeing hundreds of people with the same signature. And they track it back. They're so lazy, they do it out of one house, and they bust them. Democrats are literally campaigning at the polling locations. So all... That is a weird handle he's got. How do I say that on air? How do I pronounce Owen's Twitter? All I do is Owen. So there you go, at All I Do Is Owen, and we're going to have an article posted at InfoWars.com, and as soon as I can get Owen to call in or get in studio, we will do that, ladies and gentlemen. My head is spinning at this point. This is just insane. And again, no big crowds for Democrats anywhere. Record turnout for Republicans. My gut tells me they hold on to the House and Senate. That hasn't happened in a midterm election for an incumbent since 1868. But there's a political realignment, not just here, but globally. So I'm going to explain. The globalists are having their last stand here. If they're able to steal it here, don't get sad. Get angry, get focused, get involved, because everywhere else they're losing. But they know they lose America and all the money they steal through the UN and USAID that mainly funds Soros. You don't think that Nazi collaborator SOB... That's mean to sons of bitches. You don't think that demon creature he spends his own money. No, he has his money in a tax-exempt foundation. Then he gets government money, and he ships it out to overthrow things and have his own interests. He is a pig creature. And we are so close to unseating him and others. Okay, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with your calls, hopefully Owen as well. Please do not forget, ladies and gentlemen, I'm in total information overload at this point. Please do not forget InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is where you go to get game-changing supplements, books, T-shirts, water filtration, air filtration, whatever the best is, whatever's the highest rated, whatever's been tested and proven to be the best, because, hey, that's what sells best, and, you know, they're going to test everything we sell. I want you to love it, so you order it again. Whatever the best is, we get it. We discount it at InfoWarsStore.com. From supplements to books to videos to non-GMO heirloom seeds, get in there today. We have a 67% total blowout sale going on colloidal silver, and it goes right down the line. 57% off Super Male, Super Female Vitality, 50% off Survival Shield X3, and free shipping and other sales at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dragons swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, I pay the price.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is the most banned, most demonized, most lied about broadcast by globalists, by pedophiles, by communists in the world. People ask me, how you doing? You're being attacked every day by hundreds of articles. And I say, I'm mad. It's not thousands this week. You're being lied about on all these TV shows, all these movies, and what's it like? And it's incredible. I set out to do this with you. We've already gotten two-thirds of the way there. I just get a little mad at myself that I don't take better care of this body. But in the final equation, it's whatever God's will is. We're on your phone calls. I'm going to wait. Owen is voting right now and watching Democrats come up with Beto paraphernalia, Democrat Prop A paraphernalia, like right to the door, and nothing's being done. So he'll have that video as soon as he gets back from a polling place very near here. I'm going to go to a nearby polling place as well and vote. As soon as I get off the air at 3 o'clock Central, Roger Stone's coming in next segment. We'll cover the latest developments and take your phone calls continually throughout the next 34 hours. That means all the way tonight, right through until 6 p.m. tomorrow. And there could be some runoff races. This sucker could be very close unless they've launched massive fraud. The evidence points towards a big win for Republicans. But you can't underestimate the power of the dark side, as Yoda says. So there's so much to get to, so much posted at InfoWars.com, so much posted at NewsWars.com. They're betting. They have major universities, major think tanks, the Washington Post, the New York Times every day saying, we've banned now more than 10,000 conservatives off Twitter, YouTube. Google's running algorithms to block the scourge of nationalism. They actually say this with straight faces, like the scourge of oxygen, the scourge of families, the scourge of goodness, the scourge of capitalism. And they're like, you know, usually you totally ban somebody. They have an uptick at first, but within a month they're down. But Jones just keeps climbing at InfoWars.com. God, what do? Well, we take his banks away, or maybe we just put his ass in prison. My God, oh my. You see, but we're forcing them to go all the way. And there's good people inside the system. I got information so damning last week and then confirmed the documents yesterday that I got to put them out quick, because the documents aren't classified. They're worse than that. They're plain view, eyes only corporate. And we have confirmed the most draconian, unlawful, monstrous, monopolistic system. They are going, just like you saw the IRS persecute tens of thousands of Christian groups and veterans groups, and CNBC and MSNBC would say they deserve it, they're conservatives, and just all that persecution, like out of the Soviet Union. They're going to do that to all conservative and Christian groups, and you won't even know why. They're just going to kill your credit, but it won't even say it on your credit score. No. They're just going to do it at a level above that, at an Interpol level. Remember, the number two in the Chinese Navy was the head of Interpol, so he got arrested in China 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. They have a level that you don't get to see, and they can just put slander, lies. They can say you're a gangster, a murderer. They can say, do not do business. Do not let you won't be able to get a bank account, fly an airplane. It's the communist Chinese social score. See, I said I go to calls, but I... And the people that gave us this are so scared. But wait till Congress gets this, and they know that Interpol level blocks, like that they use once a law is passed for sanctions on Iran or systems used on Iran and ISIS are currently being used against conservatives. Chuck Johnson was the first test case, then me, then others. Now you put that in your pipe. They did it to Gab. They're in the database. They literally have a icon they put in, which has its own classification. Only executives know what that icon means. You have to pull up an InfraGuard internal infrastructure protection data bank. I'm giving you total classified stuff here. You have to pull all this up, and there's an icon that takes you to it, some symbols and an icon. It's so classified. And then they say these are foreign state sponsors, terrorist mafia bosses. And so Gab and InfoWars can't have bank accounts. And when they start rolling it out, they think you'll be so scared, like, well, we've got a civil war going on and things. I mean, so if conservatives don't accept this, you'll be put on the list. And they think businesses and companies and everyone then will not let you be involved if you have this. It's the mark of the beast. It's here. The Democrats were preparing it with Hillary, but they didn't do it because she didn't win. But now they're holding back and just secretly doing it as if that wouldn't come out. And I was talking to lawyers yesterday about lawsuits we're going to file on all this, and these are total win lawsuits. I mean, when this comes out, it's going to rip a seismic hole in the country. You understand? I could release it all right now, but I don't even know how to release it. It's so devastating. Because it's not about me, folks. It's about you. This is their plan to capture you. And the Chinese and Google and Berkshire Hathaway came up with it? Wonder how Berkshire Hathaway stock's going to like it when it comes out you're trying to do this to American people. So it's all coming, and get ready for it. But I'll give it to these guys. You got some big old giant huevos. Because you'd be crazy. I've read the federal law, by the way. For this to be implemented, there's got to be a national security letter. There's got to be a federal judge's order, or there's got to be an order by the president, or there's got to be an order under law. You understand? InfoWars is under sanctions stronger than those against Iran. Secretly? But involving every major financial institution in the country. And people see this, and they've got to give it to the executives because we have perfect credit. It's the best. It's like 99.999. No chargebacks, 23 years in business, everything. And they look at this, and they go, sir, we don't know what this means. It has to go to the president and vice president of companies. And when they see it, their mouths hang open. Because Obama and Hillary still have their people inside the CIA and everything. They went and put designations on us that only an act of Congress can do. Wow. You're some dumb, crazy people, but they're not. They're planning to kill Trump. They got something big coming. They wouldn't be doing this. And when the martial law hits, you either submit and pledge to them or your bank account's gone. Now, a lot of you might want to roll over to them, but then you'll lose everything. This is true tyranny hitting America. And I can't believe it shows if they'll do this, you think they'll engage in election fraud? If they'll do this, these are people that have captured the country. These are foreign enemies. These are the enemies of this country. And I'll go to your calls. I promise, Roger, right out of the gates we come back. And look at this article, Jamie White, InfoWars.com. Hillary Clinton declares blue wave win. Today, we say enough of Trump. The woman that destroyed her own evil party. Yeah, we'll see you, witch. I wasn't sure we were going to win until you said that. But again, what do they do when the New World Order takes over America and truthful, honorable, loyal sons stand up? I am honored to be listed as an international terrorist by the criminals that have hijacked our government.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies
can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Colleagues at Trump Tower just a few minutes ago, there's a little optimism here.
No one thought it was going to be this close at this point. Trump can still win this thing.
We have another state to project it. It's the state of North Carolina, big battleground state. It's going to Donald Trump.
I was actually ready to go to bed, and then I started seeing the Electoral College come in, and I'm like super psyched.
This is going to be a very close election.
I'm seeing these late-breaking trends. This could hand Trump the presidency, folks. This is not by any means over.
I think there's some real jitters setting in Clinton headquarters right now.
Well, the scene here is so different than it was a few hours ago when people were happy and relaxed.
This is most unexpected.
Certainly is a huge, huge surprise to so many people out there.
I think we all thought it couldn't happen, that he couldn't do what he did, and guess what? He may just do it.
Donald Trump has taken the lead. He has 216 electoral
votes. This is clearly the beginning of the end for Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Pulling ahead of Hillary Clinton, you see it right there.
We haven't discussed the number of groups who are likely feeling real fear right now. You've got women, immigrants, who have been threatened by Donald Trump with deportation.
How do I explain this to my children? I have Muslim friends who are texting me tonight saying, should I leave the country?
America is crying tonight. I'm not sure how much of America, but a very, very significant portion, and I mean literally crying.
People have talked about a miracle. I'm hearing about a nightmare.
This is your life now. This is us. This is our country.
This is your life now. The economy coming back from the dead. The border getting defended. The veterans getting taken care of. And the left smoked out of their holes to be openly anti-American. Roger, I want to go to phone calls. You're going to ride shotgun with myself and Mike Adams in the next hour.
Great.
But I want to get your first approximation. I know you think we should win, but we could lose because of fraud. Evidence of that is pouring out right now. But I've got all these other headlines here that deal with the fact that famous polls that have never been wrong, on the day of the election, most people think analysis that the Republicans are actually going to win, but some of the other polls say different. I know not to listen to these polls, but as former chief strategist to Donald Trump in his presidential run, what do you think is really going on?
Well, Alex, I have two concerns. I mean, obviously, I'm praying for a red wave, but the truth of the matter is that there are two factors that bothered me. One is the impact of internet censorship. By censoring the voices of conservatives, Republicans, Trump supporters across all media platforms on the internet, they basically have shifted control of the political narrative back to the mainstream media that had it prior to 2016. And I think that has impacted this election very gravely. It's a threat the White House didn't take it seriously early enough. Now, when you couple that with widespread voter fraud, the lack of a requirement for voter ID so that anybody can walk in and vote, anybody can register online. There's no way to determine whether they're U.S. citizens or even eligible. I think we are seeing fraud not only today, but over the last several weeks in early voting, in absentee voting, and now on the actual election day. And those two factors really disturb me. There's no doubt in my mind that if we had an honest election based on the results of this vibrant economy, we would win. But my gut tells me, Alex, we're just not going to get an honest count.
Well, Hillary thinks you're right. Infowars.com, Newswars.com article. Hillary Clinton, this just came out, folks, declares blue wave win. Today we say enough of Trump. You mean enough of America, exceptionalism. Like 2016, Clinton declares victory before all votes are even turned in or even really starting to come in. We have early voting and a few hours of regular voting. And we're going to have big matchup with the latest numbers as they come in, obviously, back here from CNN.com, FoxNews.com. We'll start actually putting those numbers up on screen every few minutes for you as a TV viewer, as a radio listener. We'll be reading those out on air. But what is your take on her statements there? And then we'll go to calls.
Well, she's clearly, as you reported maybe 10 days ago, she's repositioning herself for another run at the White House, which is terrific because she is the single most beatable candidate the Democrats could possibly nominate. If her corruption has not now been exposed, when it will be? When will it be? I think that the American people have figured out that Bill and Hillary Clinton believe in nothing other than lining their own pockets. And they're willing to engage in dog whistle politics to do it, like the 1994 crime bill. They are very prepared to play the race card if it's necessary. That she certainly tried to play the gender card unsuccessfully. But the facts cannot be hidden. Her husband's epic sexual harassment and abuse of women that Hillary ran the cover up of, the abandonment of their son, Danny Williams, the moral bankruptcy, the epic corruption of the Clinton.
These are total and complete sociopaths. What about this? And we're going to calls. Early voter turnout surges as Republicans hold lead in battleground state. Zero Hedge has that. Final poll, majority of Americans think Republicans will retain the vote. Prediction has come true since 1946. despite almost every other poll predicting the Democrats will win the House today. A final Gallup survey finds that the majority of Americans believe Republicans will retain control of Congress. Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. Shock Rasmussen poll puts Republicans 1 point ahead. And even the polls that are pro-Democrat are 5, 6, 7 points. That's well within the margin of error. They always oversample Democrats. Again, why are you pessimistic? The huge Democrat turnout and all the dead people voting?
First of all, it's the wording of the question. So Gallup's question was not, are you voting Republican? His question was, who is going to win the election? That's a different question. This is a question of poll question wording, order bias, sample size. These are all factors. Look, I would like to be wrong, but my reading of all these polls, I think that's the best way to do it, is to read them
all.
But
I forget. What did you, I mean, you weren't sure 2 years ago I was.
No, I think I was pretty optimistic that we would win. I wasn't.
Well, no, I mean, you did say, you said, I think he's got a shot. We'll see. But we know she stole like 5 or 6 states.
You were more bullish than I was on election night. I would admit that. But I always thought it was within.
No, I'm trying to count coup. I'm trying to remember. But I do remember you now. You're like, well, I think, yeah, he's got a shot. And I think he'll probably win, but we'll see.
Well, it all boiled down to three things I was watching. Those would be Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Those were the breakthrough states. By the way, the three states Mitt Romney failed to carry. John McCain failed to carry.
Trump carried
because of a slightly greater African-American vote and a greater surge of working-class, blue-collar, white Democrats.
Sure. So now what's the problem?
I think the problem here is, as I said, threefold. The internet censorship has major, major impact.
Cut Trump's legs out from under him, and he spoke about it, but he did fail to defend the First Amendment.
And we have no...
And he says he's going to go after him with antitrust after the election.
Well, but that could be...
Day late, dollar short.
A little too late. That's after Adam Schiff has already tried to refire up the Russian collusion investigation, as he announced this morning that he plans to do. I also think that you're not going to get an honest count. I think we're going to have far more...
Oh, yeah. Look, they've gone from being corrupt to absolutely blatant and hair on fire. And if they all cheat and all engage in theft, we won't catch them because they're all doing it. Briefly, we're going to break, and I promise we're taking 5 calls next segment. Watching George Papadopoulos on, that was pretty powerful.
It was an extraordinary, it was a historic interview. Historic. Look, Alex, it occurs to me that at the exact same time that the FBI was handling Papadopoulos was the time in which an FBI informant approached me in Miami Beach seeking to sell me negative information on Hillary Clinton, and I blew him off. We now know that man was in the country on an informant's visa, that he was a convicted violent criminal from Russia.
Yeah, let's just say
part and parcel of the same operation.
They sent a mean hombre over,
to say the least. But at the same time that George Papadopoulos is being approached, at the same time Carter Page is being approached by FBI operatives seeking to entrap them in Russian intrigue, is the exact same time that they send this fellow Henry Greenberg to see me. And as the Washington Post has reported, I completely reject his proposal.
And as you said, Schiff is promising to fire the whole thing back up, try to kill the recovery. All right, when we come back, Jewel, Ian, and others, your calls are straight ahead with Roger Stone, live, continual coverage of the 2018 mega important midterms. Whatever you do, Infowars.com/show. Spread those links. George Soros hates it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I just did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Merle Haggard.
I hear people talking.
He left with the Russian agents play, Roger. That's how you know the Russian agents that play Merle Haggard.
Well, you know, Merle Haggard was pardoned from a California prison by Governor Ronald Reagan.
That's right, San Quentin. Here, crank it up.
And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. But when they're running down our country, they're walking
on. And they say, those of us trying to restore the Republic, we're the foreign agents. I want to go to calls, but you laid a blockbuster on me during the break you can't get into yet. But let's just say that you got some big secret torpedoes that you have not released yet on folks. The word is they want to indict you after the midterms. That's the leaks. That's the info. They've said this before, Roger, but can you give us any exclusive tidbit?
Well, there's a piece up on Vanity Fair right now that Matt Drudge has reported that says that Donald Trump Jr. and I will be charged after the election. There's still no evidence of Russian collusion, and I think more...
God, would they actually do that to Donald Trump Jr.?
It would be stupid, in my opinion. He is as innocent as I am. There is no Russian collusion.
They're trying to bait the president.
And I think they're trying to invent process crimes. You perjured yourself or you obstructed justice, which is nonsense. This is politically motivated. It's a witch hunt. I think most Americans know that.
Yeah, but they don't care. They're the political class. They believe they own the country. They're using the anti-espionage muscle to go after Americans that are real Americans because they're the outside power. And so, you know, Trump's done a great job turning the economy on, but listening to his lawyers and the controlled Justice Department has hamstrung him to let clear and present danger criminals run around wild.
If the president does not fire Sessions and Rosenstein by Friday, he's making an egregious error in my opinion.
That's right.
They may have convinced him not to rock the boat prior to the election, and I know Sean Hannity and Mark Levin and others made that argument very eloquently, and they were probably right. But now the election is over, and it's time to clean house and get the deep state out of the White House and out of this
administration. Who illegally spied all of it. Okay, let's go to phone calls. And then again, I saw the map you guys put up. I just want to show, let's just direct here on air, because I don't have time to do this during the breaks. I want to show just randomly, without me saying, my directing is this. I tell you guys, the great crew, the type of things I like, and then just do it on your own. Don't wait for me. Show some CNN. Show some Fox. Show some AP. Show the big election maps and just numbers and things popping in during the feed while we do it. Or I'll just keep saying it on air. Yeah, we saw that same map. Here, let's do this. Let's go to CNN.com together on the front page. Hell, I'll come in the control room. Let's just show it on screen, the front page, and I'll direct you where to go from there. Or we can just show it. We can just show it. We can just show it. We can just show it from the television. Okay, and then you go to the interactive maps on there, and it'll just be the latest numbers, amounts reporting, all those types of goodies, okay? So we'll talk about it during the next break. Let's go to calls now. Jewel in Ohio, thanks for holding her on the air with Roger Stone.
Hi, Alex. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thanks. Go ahead.
So I attended the Donald Trump rally in Cleveland, Ohio yesterday, and while we were waiting for Trump to come out, I was approached by a reporter from the New York Times who noticed my button that said I attended the inauguration. So I talked to her for about a half an hour or so about all kinds of things, and it basically came down to who are you voting for, and I said I'm voting straight Republican. She asked me if I was voting for Mike DeWine, and I said that, you know, yes, I was, even though I didn't care for him. I thought he was a rhino. And she, you know, I elaborated, and she asked me why, and I said, you know, I'm voting for him because I hate the policies of the Democrats. And the title of the article that she put out is, I hate him, but I hate Democrats more. And I woke up to just, like, dozens and dozens of death threats on my social media and all of these people attacking me and attacking my business. And it's just crazy. She put this out just to incite hate and make people vote against Republicans.
Oh, they're the ones pushing hate. They're the ones that are attacking. They're the ones. And then they tell us that we're the ones that are hateful and we're the ones that are aggressive. And they're involved in total mafia activity.
Jewel, who was the reporter from the New York Times who wrote that piece?
Her name was Sydney. I did not catch her last name.
Well, let me say, as a Republican, as a conservative, as a libertarian, I share your concerns about Mike DeWine. The way he and John Kasich have screwed up the implementation of medicinal marijuana in that state is extraordinary. I personally have endorsed Travis Irvine, the libertarian candidate for governor, and then beyond that, I'd vote straight Republican if I lived in Ohio. So you didn't say anything wrong. I share your concern. I know why you decided to vote for DeWine, and I have no criticism of it, but nobody should accuse you of disloyalty. It is DeWine and the Kasich Republicans who tried to walk out on our president.
Well, exactly. All I'm saying is the Democrats 10-1 are the ones being violent and aggressive, and
that's for sure.
And the whole climate's been whipped up. Thanks for the call, Jewel. Ian in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ian.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How's it going?
Welcome. Go ahead.
So while I was casting my vote earlier today, I noticed, I mean, just blatantly right out in the open, in the 12th district in Flint, Michigan, the whole blue hair that was working the polling was just standing there just stuffing the ballot box right out in the open. And probably had at least 200 ballots next to her and just feeding that machine because I was there right at 7 a.m. I was one of three people in there. So perfect time to do it while it was completely bare.
Oh, man, but, brother, did you shoot some video of that? Cause if she's
So that's where things get funny. I pull out my cell phone and I walk up to it, like, actually confront her. And I start filming and I have, like, three soy boys approach me, like vampires literally out of nowhere, like out of the gymnasium closet or something. I have no clue where they came from. They're like, you gotta go, that's illegal, we're calling the cops, you know, and so they start freaking out, but I did manage to actually get my cousin in there with a spy camera with the spy glasses. glasses, you know. And he's got some great footage that we're uploading right now. So
good. Tell us where we find it. What's the YouTube channel? What's the?
I'm actually sending it directly to ShowTip.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, we have a good crew, but and a big hearts. But we sometimes we miss stuff. So you should upload it yourself to YouTube and Twitter as well, and then direct it to us. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Because, my God, send it to us, too, but send it to everybody. Send it to Sean Hannity. Send it to Tucker Carlson. Send it to Rush Limbaugh. Send it to Daily Caller. Send it to World Net Daily. Don't ever give us exclusives. I don't want the exclusives. I want victory. I want you to hammer every piece of intel to everybody. Create a giant list of email and never give me an exclusive. Never. Never.
Never.
Seriously. I'll drop the frickin' ball so hard.
Go ahead. Let me make this suggestion to you also. Call the Board of Elections now and lodge your formal complaint to make a record of it. Now, if they want to call the cops, no. You're the ones who should be calling the cops because you saw an active act of a voter fraud, and you're recording it with a camera. While it may be against some nitpicking regulation.
If you see a more serious crime being committed versus some regulation, you have a duty to document it.
And absolutely.
All right, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I would lodge a formal complaint with the Board of Elections immediately.
Yeah, look, the Democrats, we've seen their criminal activity. We've seen the way they behave. They're going for broke. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone should be documenting. Owen went to vote, and the Democrats were handing out literature for Beto and Democrat propositions in Austin up at the entrance to the damn place.
Not surprising. Not surprising. In my home state, there's a certain number of feet away from the poll you have to be without that before you can do that kind of
work. And listen, great job doing that, Ian. And we're all greater, too. Just send it to everybody. Don't wait. God bless. We're start the next hour. Go right back to calls. I'm going to be a very good boy here. But the energy level is just insane. Infowars.com, newswars.com. You are unstoppable. I'm not just saying that. It's not like I'm saying that. And we never helped get Trump elected. And we never turned the economy around. And we didn't expose Bohemian Grove. And we didn't expose Hillary and lock her up. And we didn't launch Hillary for president. We've launched half of America's rebirth. The globalists see us as the detonator of the entire global resistance, 1776 worldwide. My common sense analysis was the world wants freedom versus slavery. Reboot the real America, and the globalists can't win. Because of that, I'm slated for total destruction, which is fine with me, as long as we win. And so, again, get the live feed, Infowars.com/show. Get the live feed that says live banned election coverage. The Democrats fought hard to suppress it. Send the feed out on your Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. But they can't censor your own text message on your phone. That really gets people paying attention. Your own email. Do it. Sign up for our free email at the newsletter, Infowars.com/newsletter. We're going to launch, supposedly today, I don't know, Roger, tell me we are, this whole initiative to write the president with a handwritten letter that we print out and mail in individual envelopes for going after big tech censorship. We've already pushed him very close. Our analysis got very, very close. We're going to push it over the edge. We mean business. It's why they want to shut down. And don't forget, up to 67% off select best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping on those. The 67% blowout sale on colloidal silver, 57% off Supermetal Vitality, 50% off Survival Shield X2 and free shipping store-wide. If you don't fund this, we'll be destroyed. If you do, you get great products and we win.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go.